Can you tell me a story about the caterpillar going up such a steep bit?
That's right.
I can't remember exactly.
It's not so long ago that my nephew took me up for a run up this tooth. He heard us where we were working. I was showing him, you know. And he couldn't believe it where I was going with this caterpillar tractor, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I was coming down, my knees were sore because I was coming down the hill and it was that steep, you see. When the accelerator was up here, you see.
Hand operated.
Aye, yes. That's right, that's, yeah, you said it for there. And coming down the hill, you see, I would jump. I was in bed, and my wife, she, obviously she was there too, and I put up my hand to, I guess, to stop the engine there, you see. And she had told my father, and he said, and he didn't put me back up the hill again. I think he thought, you know, that... Uh-huh. When I was dreaming about that at night, you know, it's time I was stopped.
Oh, I see. The horses couldn't go up at that steeper bank, is that right?
Oh, either they did, if we needed them. Because some of them got stuck, and some of the trees got stuck in another route or something, you know, on the way down, you know. But others went across, right across the river, right down to, some of them went into the river, and they would land down near to Martin.
Uh-huh. So did you use the horses to drag them out, or the caterpillar?
The caterpillar dragged them out.
The caterpillar did, yes.
And you know, there would be cars going up and down, and there was no signs. But because when you cut them off the route, they went whew, where they went, you know. And you didn't need to take the branches off them because being large at this time of the year, the steepness of the place, the branches broke off, you see.
Did they?
Aye. So they just snaked down, you know.
There must have been a lot of work trimming some of the trees, though.
No, that's what I'm saying, large.
It didn't happen?
No.
No?
But obviously sometimes you didn't have to, you know. Mm. And that's when my father got the first chainsaw.
Petrol driven.
That's right, aye.
Yes.
But...
Because you had to cut the trunks into pieces to go on the
lorry. Aye, that's right, aye. Aye, but you did it all hard.
Before then, it was all done by hand.
Aye.
Yes.
There's a picture here of... There's the kind of saws we used.
6 foot?
Aye. That's one of the saws.
Yes. And of course they had to be sharpened. That was another job.
Well, that's correct, yes. Oh, there's a steam engine there too, you see.
Yeah. See here, the Canadian Forestry.
That's
Corps.
Right.
Did you ever meet any Canadians?
Thousands of them. Or a lot of them. They were... had a sawmill in Carbridge there, you see. Where we latterly had... the sawmill that I worked in. And there was a comp of them there, a whole comp of them there. They were all wooden huts and that it was in it, you know. So, there, in Carbridge in them days, there was Newfoundlanders, there was the Canadians, and there was the Lumberjills, all working in the forest. And I often think, the Lumberjills in particular, where I was working with them, they lived in huts, and something like maybe 10, 15 in a hut, and one fire in the centre. A stove.
A stove.
Aye, that's right. Aye. In the centre, and that's all that it was. And you know how hardy they were. I have a lot of photographs of that, you know.
Yes.
Of them working there, you see. Uh-huh. And they weren't recognised too much by the government. Land Army were. for some reason or other. But it came to the point that I think some of them were complaining that they never get recognised, so that.
Mm.
And there was a letter come out and asking me, did I, seeing that the found out that I had been working with forestry, in forestry,
yes,
and they got in touch with me. And eventually they got I think, in my opinion, that they were looking for compensation. That a lot of them went to Canada, married Canadians and newfies,
yes,
and they were looking for some payment or something. Going by.
Yeah.
We've been involved in it. Shows you how time goes on too. When I was in the community council, there was a note that came through about the Long Girls.
Hmm.
And nobody knew anything about them. So it was the BBC or something like that, you know. Got in touch with me and asked if they could come and could they speak to me or not. So
okay.
I said, all right, to come up. So I met them out there and I showed them what, told them what they were doing and not, and they couldn't get over it, you see.
It must have been hard work.
Yes, you've got to admire them because this is, during the war, they got the chance of joining any of the forces for forestry. And a lot of them joined forestry. And a lot of them got married to newfies and Canadians and such like and went away with them over to Canada.
Some Canadians stayed here.
That's right.
You might remember him. Kate Kelly. Do you remember
That's
Kelly?
Right, aye.
He was a
and
Canadian.
Freddie.
And he drove a lorry.
That's right. Oh, I knew him.
And he used to clear the roads of snow.
Aye.
Apparently. You remember him?
Yes. Oh, fine. Yes. Many a time I was in his house.
He was well known, I think.
That's right, he was a nice lad. And Wallace Gould.
Mm.
You heard of him?
No.
You know. He was another newbie. He came from Swanton too, you see.
Mm.
I was thinking that boy, that bloke, he was at the Carbridge station, he says, when all the... That's where they left to go to Canada and Newfoundland.
From the station.
From the Carbridge station.
Mm. How long after the war were they still working in the forest? I mean, it didn't just stop in 1945. It must have carried on a little
longer. Some of them stayed behind, you know.
Yes.
But, there's a story in there with one of the newfies, Peter Bruce. And he married a local lassie, you see. And they stayed here. I think she's still alive, but he's dead now. But he used to work with my father for a long time.
Mm-hmm.